The Language of Emotions, What Your Feelings Are Trying to Tell You. By Carla McLaren. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Language of Emotions, What Your Feelings Are Trying to Tell You by Carla McLaren is a book that explores the language of emotions and how they can be used as a tool for self-discovery. The author argues that emotions are not just random reactions, but rather an important part of our lives that can provide us with valuable information about ourselves and our relationships. She explains how we can use this knowledge to better understand ourselves and others, improve communication, and create healthier relationships. McLaren begins by discussing the importance of understanding emotions in order to live more fully. She explains why it's essential to recognize our feelings in order to make sense of them, as well as how we can learn from them. She then goes on to discuss different types of emotional responses such as fear, anger, sadness, joy, surprise, and disgust. For each emotion, she provides examples from her own life experiences which help illustrate what these feelings look like in action. The author also examines the role culture plays in shaping our emotional responses. She looks at how cultural norms influence what is considered acceptable or unacceptable behavior when expressing certain emotions. Additionally, she discusses ways we can become aware of our own biases so that we don't let them interfere with healthy communication. McLaren further delves into topics such as empathy and compassion towards others, recognizing patterns within relationships, developing effective strategies for managing difficult conversations, learning techniques for calming down during times of distress, cultivating resilience through self-care practices, exploring creative outlets for releasing pent-up energy, using mindfulness meditation to gain insight into one's inner world, connecting with nature for healing purposes, building meaningful connections with other people through authentic dialogue, finding purposeful work that aligns with one's value system, etc. Overall, The Language of Emotions offers readers an insightful exploration into the power behind their feelings while providing practical advice on how best utilize this knowledge in everyday life situations. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Emotions are a form of communication. Emotions are a language that communicates information about our environment, our relationships, and our inner states. They are a way of connecting with ourselves and others, and they can help us to make sense of our lives. Main idea number 2. Emotions are not good or bad. Emotions are neither good nor bad. They are simply a form of communication that can help us to understand our inner and outer worlds. We can learn to recognize and respond to our emotions in a healthy way, and use them to make positive changes in our lives. Main idea number 3. Emotions are connected to our physical body. Our emotions are connected to our physical body, and our body can give us clues about our emotional state. We can learn to recognize physical sensations associated with different emotions, and use this information to better understand our feelings. Main idea number 4. Emotions can be expressed in different ways. Emotions can be expressed in different ways, such as through our body language, facial expressions, and words. We can learn to recognize and express our emotions in a healthy way, and use them to communicate our needs and feelings to others. Main idea number 5. Emotions can be managed. We can learn to manage our emotions by recognizing and responding to them in a healthy way. We can use techniques such as mindfulness, self-compassion, and self-care to help us to better understand and manage our emotions. Main idea number 6. Emotions can be used to create positive change. We can use our emotions to create positive change in our lives. We can use our emotions to motivate us to take action, to help us to make decisions, and to create meaningful connections with others. Main idea number 7. Emotions can be used to heal. Our emotions can be used to heal ourselves and others. We can use our emotions to process difficult experiences, to forgive ourselves and others, and to create a sense of peace and well-being. Main idea number 8. Emotions can be used to connect with others. Our emotions can be used to connect with others in meaningful ways. We can use our emotions to empathize with others, to build trust, and to create strong relationships. Main idea number 9. Emotions can be used to understand our inner world. Our emotions can be used to understand our inner world. We can use our emotions to explore our values, beliefs, and needs, and to gain insight into our thoughts and feelings. Main idea number 10. Emotions can be used to understand our outer world. Our emotions can be used to understand our outer world. We can use our emotions to gain insight into our relationships, our environment, and our society. Main idea number 11. Emotions can be used to create meaning. Our emotions can be used to create meaning in our lives. We can use our emotions to explore our purpose, to find our passion, and to create a sense of fulfillment. Main idea number 12. Emotions can be used to create balance. We can use our emotions to create balance in our lives. We can use our emotions to recognize our strengths and weaknesses, to set boundaries, and to create a sense of harmony. Main idea number 13. Emotions can be used to create resilience. We can use our emotions to create resilience in our lives. We can use our emotions to recognize our strengths and weaknesses, to set goals, and to create a sense of security. Main idea number 14. Emotions can be used to create joy. We can use our emotions to create joy in our lives. We can use our emotions to recognize our strengths and weaknesses, to set goals, and to create a sense of happiness. Main idea number 15. Emotions can be used to create peace. We can use our emotions to create peace in our lives. We can use our emotions to recognize our strengths and weaknesses, to set boundaries, and to create a sense of calm. Main idea number 16. Emotions can be used to create growth. We can use our emotions to create growth in our lives. We can use our emotions to recognize our strengths and weaknesses, to set goals, and to create a sense of progress. Main idea number 17. Emotions can be used to create transformation. We can use our emotions to create transformation in our lives. We can use our emotions to recognize our strengths and weaknesses, to set goals, and to create a sense of transformation. Main idea number 18. Emotions can be used to create wisdom. We can use our emotions to create wisdom in our lives. We can use our emotions to recognize our strengths and weaknesses, to set boundaries, and to create a sense of understanding. Main idea number 19. Emotions can be used to create love. We can use our emotions to create love in our lives. We can use our emotions to recognize our strengths and weaknesses, to set boundaries, and to create a sense of connection. Main idea number 20. Emotions can be used to create freedom. We can use our emotions to create freedom in our lives. We can use our emotions to recognize our strengths and weaknesses, to set goals, and to create a sense of liberation. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Emotions are a powerful form of communication. They can tell us what we need, how we feel about ourselves and others, and even provide insight into our environment. Emotions help us to make sense of the world around us by providing information that is often difficult to express in words alone. When we experience an emotion, it is like receiving a message from within ourselves. It can be a warning sign or an indication that something needs attention. By paying attention to our emotions, we can gain valuable insights into our lives and relationships. Our emotions also serve as a way for us to connect with others. When someone expresses their feelings openly and honestly, it helps create trust between people and allows them to understand each other better. This understanding leads to stronger relationships and more meaningful connections. Emotions are not only important for communicating with ourselves but also with those around us. By expressing our feelings in healthy ways, we can build strong bonds with those closest to us while also helping them understand where we're coming from. Main idea number two. Emotions are neither good nor bad, they simply exist as a form of communication. They can help us to understand our inner and outer worlds, and provide valuable insight into how we feel about certain situations or people. We can learn to recognize and respond to our emotions in a healthy way, allowing them to inform our decisions rather than dictate them. Rather than labeling emotions as good or bad, it is important that we take the time to explore what each emotion is trying to tell us. By doing this, we can gain greater understanding of ourselves and others, which will ultimately lead us towards making more positive changes in our lives. Main idea number three. Our emotions are deeply connected to our physical body. When we experience an emotion, it can manifest in a variety of ways throughout our body. We may feel tightness in the chest or throat, butterflies in the stomach, warmth or coldness on the skin, and so on. By paying attention to these sensations and learning to recognize them as associated with certain emotions, we can gain insight into what we're feeling. For example, if you notice that your heart is racing when you're feeling anxious about something, this could be a sign that fear is present. Or if you find yourself clenching your jaw when someone says something hurtful to you, this could indicate anger or frustration. Learning how different emotions affect us physically can help us better understand ourselves and our feelings. Main idea number four. Emotions can be expressed in different ways, such as through our body language, facial expressions, and words. We can learn to recognize and express our emotions in a healthy way, and use them to communicate our needs and feelings to others. Body language is an important form of communication that conveys emotion without the need for words. Facial expressions are also powerful tools for expressing emotion, they often reveal more than we realize. Finally, using words to describe how we feel can help us better understand ourselves and make it easier for others to empathize with us. Learning how to identify and express emotions is an important part of emotional intelligence. It helps us build relationships with those around us by allowing us to connect on a deeper level. By understanding what we're feeling inside, we can better manage our reactions when faced with difficult situations or challenging people. Main idea number five. Emotions can be managed. We all experience a range of emotions throughout our lives, and it is important to recognize and respond to them in healthy ways. Mindfulness, self-compassion, and self-care are some techniques that can help us better understand and manage our emotions. Through mindfulness, we learn to observe our thoughts without judgment or attachment. This helps us become aware of how we feel in the present moment. Self-compassion encourages us to treat ourselves with kindness when faced with difficult emotions, while self-care involves taking care of ourselves physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. By learning how to identify our feelings accurately and responding appropriately, we can begin to take control over how we react in different situations. This will enable us to make more conscious decisions about what actions are best for ourselves as well as those around us. With practice, these skills will become second nature, allowing us greater emotional stability. Main idea number six. We can use our emotions to create positive change in our lives. Our feelings are powerful tools that can help us to make decisions, take action, and build meaningful connections with others. When we pay attention to our emotions and learn how to interpret them, they become a source of strength and guidance. When we understand the messages behind our emotions, it helps us to identify what is important for us in life. We can then use this knowledge as a compass for making decisions that will lead us towards greater fulfillment and satisfaction. By recognizing the power of emotion, we open ourselves up to new possibilities for growth. Our emotional intelligence also allows us to better connect with other people. When we recognize the feelings of those around us, it gives us insight into their perspectives and needs, which helps foster empathy and understanding between individuals. This deeper connection creates an environment where positive change is more likely. By learning how to work with our emotions instead of against them, we gain access to a powerful tool that can be used for creating positive change in both ourselves and others. Emotions provide valuable information about who we are at any given moment, if only we choose listen. Main idea number 7. Our emotions can be powerful tools for healing. When we allow ourselves to feel our emotions, rather than suppressing them or trying to ignore them, we open up the possibility of understanding and resolving difficult experiences. By acknowledging our feelings and allowing ourselves to process them in a healthy way, we can begin to heal from past traumas and create a sense of peace within ourselves. We can also use our emotions as a means of connecting with others. By expressing empathy towards those who are suffering, we can help bring comfort and solace into their lives. We may even find that by sharing our own stories of pain and struggle, it helps us both heal together. Finally, using our emotions as an opportunity for self-forgiveness is another important part of emotional healing. Allowing ourselves to forgive mistakes made in the past allows us to move forward without being weighed down by guilt or regret. Emotions have the power to transform us if we let them. They can be used as a tool for healing both ourselves and others around us. Main idea number 8. Our emotions can be powerful tools for connecting with others. When we are able to recognize and express our own feelings, it helps us to understand the feelings of those around us. We can use our emotions to empathize with others, to build trust, and to create strong relationships. When we share our emotional experiences with another person, it creates a bond between us that is deeper than words alone could ever convey. It allows us both to feel seen and understood in a way that no other form of communication can provide. This connection is essential for creating meaningful relationships. By expressing our emotions openly and honestly, we also give others permission to do the same. This encourages them to open up about their own feelings as well, which further strengthens the bond between us. In this way, using our emotions as a tool for connection can help foster understanding and intimacy in any relationship. Main idea number 9. Our emotions can be a powerful tool for understanding our inner world. They provide us with valuable information about what we value, believe in, and need. By paying attention to our emotional responses to different situations, we can gain insight into our thoughts and feelings. When we take the time to explore our emotions, it helps us become more aware of ourselves and how we interact with the world around us. We can learn how certain events or experiences trigger particular reactions within us. This knowledge allows us to better understand why certain things make us feel a certain way. By recognizing patterns in our emotional responses, we can begin to identify underlying beliefs that may be influencing them. For example, if you find yourself feeling anxious when faced with an unfamiliar situation or person, this could indicate that you have an underlying belief that new people are dangerous or untrustworthy. Exploring your emotions also gives you the opportunity to examine your values and needs more closely. When something triggers a strong emotion within you, whether positive or negative, it is often because it touches on something important for you personally. Taking the time to reflect on these moments will help you gain clarity on what matters most in life. Main idea number 10. Our emotions can be a powerful tool for understanding our outer world. They provide us with valuable information about the people and situations around us, as well as our own inner state. By paying attention to how we feel in different contexts, we can gain insight into our relationships, environment, and society. For example, if we are feeling anxious or overwhelmed in a particular situation, it may indicate that something is wrong or out of balance. We can use this emotional response to help identify what needs to change so that we can create more harmony within ourselves and with others. Similarly, when we experience joy or contentment in certain circumstances, it may signal that things are going well and that there is potential for growth. Our emotions give us clues about which paths will lead to greater fulfillment and satisfaction. By learning how to interpret our feelings accurately and responding appropriately to them, we can use them as an invaluable guide for navigating through life's challenges. Emotions offer us an opportunity to understand ourselves better while also gaining insight into the world around us. Main idea number 11. Our emotions can be powerful tools for creating meaning in our lives. They can help us to explore our purpose, find our passion, and create a sense of fulfillment. By paying attention to the messages that our emotions are sending us, we can gain insight into what is important to us and how we want to live our lives. When we take the time to listen deeply to ourselves and honor the wisdom of our feelings, it helps us make decisions that align with who we truly are. We become more aware of what brings joy and satisfaction into our lives, as well as what causes pain or discomfort. This knowledge allows us to make choices that reflect both what is meaningful for ourselves and beneficial for others. By using emotions as a source of guidance in life, we open up possibilities for growth and transformation. Our emotional intelligence increases when we learn how to use them effectively. This gives us greater access not only to understanding ourselves but also those around us better. Emotions have an incredible capacity for helping create meaning in life if used wisely. When embraced with compassion, they provide invaluable insights about who you are at your core, allowing you to discover your true potentials while living authentically. Main idea number 12. We can use our emotions to create balance in our lives. Our emotions are a powerful tool that can help us recognize and understand our strengths and weaknesses, set boundaries, and find harmony within ourselves. When we take the time to listen to what our feelings are telling us, we can gain insight into how best to approach any situation or challenge. By understanding the language of emotions, we can learn how to better manage them so they don't overwhelm us. We can also use them as a guide for making decisions that will bring about positive outcomes. For example, if we feel anxious about something, it may be an indication that there is something wrong with the situation or decision at hand. This could prompt us to look more closely at it before taking action. When used correctly, emotions have the power to bring balance into our lives by helping us make wise choices and stay connected with ourselves. They provide valuable information on how best to navigate through life's challenges while maintaining inner peace and contentment. Main idea number 13. Emotions can be used to create resilience in our lives. By recognizing and understanding our emotions, we can gain insight into our strengths and weaknesses, allowing us to set realistic goals for ourselves. We can also use our emotions to build a sense of security within ourselves by learning how to manage difficult feelings such as fear or anger. This will help us stay focused on the present moment and take action when needed. By developing emotional intelligence, we are able to better understand what is happening inside of us and why it is happening. This helps us become more aware of how we respond in different situations so that we can make conscious choices about how best to handle them. With this knowledge, we are better equipped with the tools necessary for creating resilience in our lives. Resilience comes from having an internal strength that allows us to cope with life's challenges without becoming overwhelmed or discouraged. It involves being able to recognize when something isn't working out as planned and then taking steps towards making changes that will lead towards success. Emotions play an important role in helping us develop this inner strength because they provide valuable information about what is going on inside of us. Main idea number 14. We can use our emotions to create joy in our lives. By recognizing and understanding our feelings, we can learn how to better manage them and use them as a tool for creating positive experiences. We can use our emotions to recognize our strengths and weaknesses, identify what brings us joy, set goals that are meaningful to us, and create a sense of happiness. When we take the time to understand ourselves on an emotional level, it helps us become more aware of how we interact with others. This awareness allows us to build stronger relationships with those around us by being able to empathize with their feelings. It also gives us the opportunity to express ourselves authentically without fear or judgment. By using our emotions in a constructive way, we can find ways of bringing more joy into our lives. Whether it's through spending quality time with loved ones or engaging in activities that bring you pleasure, taking the time out for yourself is essential for your mental well-being. Main idea number 15. We can use our emotions to create peace in our lives. By recognizing and understanding our own emotional states, we can better understand the feelings of others and be more compassionate towards them. We can use this knowledge to set boundaries that will help us maintain a sense of calm and balance in our relationships with others. When we are able to recognize when we are feeling overwhelmed or stressed, it allows us to take steps to address those feelings before they become too overwhelming. By being mindful of how our emotions affect ourselves and those around us, we can learn how to manage them in healthy ways. This includes learning how to express ourselves without becoming aggressive or defensive, as well as learning techniques for calming down when needed. Additionally, by taking time out for self-care activities such as meditation or yoga, we can reduce stress levels, which helps promote inner peace. When we practice using our emotions constructively rather than destructively, it creates an atmosphere of respect and understanding between people, which is essential for creating lasting peace. It also encourages empathy, which is key for resolving conflicts peacefully instead of resorting to violence or aggression. Main idea number 16. Emotions can be a powerful tool for growth. By recognizing our emotions, we can gain insight into our strengths and weaknesses, allowing us to set goals that are achievable and meaningful. We can use our emotions to motivate ourselves towards progress, by setting realistic expectations and taking actionable steps towards achieving them. Emotions also provide us with feedback on how well we're doing in terms of reaching those goals. If something isn't working out as planned, it may be time to reassess the situation or adjust the goal itself. By understanding our emotional responses to different situations, we can learn more about ourselves and what drives us forward. This knowledge allows us to make better decisions when faced with difficult choices or challenging circumstances. It also helps us build resilience so that when things don't go according to plan, we have the strength and courage needed to keep going. Using emotions as a source of growth is not only beneficial for personal development but also has implications for relationships too. When we understand how others feel in certain situations, it gives us an opportunity to empathize with their experience, which leads to stronger connections between people. Main idea number 17. We can use our emotions to create transformation in our lives. Our emotions are powerful tools that can help us recognize and understand our strengths and weaknesses, set goals, and take action towards creating the life we want. By understanding how our emotions work, we can learn to use them as a source of motivation for positive change. When we become aware of what triggers certain emotional responses in us, it helps us identify areas where we need to make changes or adjustments. We can then use this knowledge to develop strategies for achieving the desired outcome. For example, if feeling overwhelmed is an emotion that often arises when faced with a difficult task or situation, then recognizing this emotion allows us to break down the task into smaller steps so that it becomes more manageable. By using our emotions as a guide for transformation, we can also gain insight into ourselves and better understand why certain things may be challenging for us. This self-awareness gives us greater control over how we respond in different situations and enables us to make conscious choices about how best to move forward. Ultimately, by learning how to harness the power of our emotions effectively, they become invaluable allies on the journey towards personal growth and transformation. Main idea number 18. Emotions can be a powerful tool for creating wisdom in our lives. By recognizing and understanding our emotions, we can gain insight into ourselves and the world around us. We can use this knowledge to make better decisions, set boundaries, and create meaningful relationships with others. When we pay attention to our emotions, they become a source of guidance that helps us navigate life's challenges. Our feelings provide clues about what is important to us and how we should respond in different situations. They also help us recognize when something isn't right or when it's time to take action. By learning how to listen to our emotions, we can develop greater self-awareness and emotional intelligence. This allows us to make wiser choices that are more aligned with who we truly are as individuals. It also enables us to build healthier relationships with those around us by communicating more effectively. Ultimately, using our emotions as a guide gives us the opportunity to live an authentic life full of meaning and purpose. When used wisely, emotions have the power not only to create wisdom but also bring joy into our lives. Main idea number 19. We can use our emotions to create love in our lives. Our emotions are powerful tools that can help us recognize and understand ourselves, as well as the people around us. By recognizing our strengths and weaknesses, we can set boundaries for ourselves and others that will foster a sense of connection. We can also use our emotions to express love through acts of kindness, understanding, compassion, and empathy. When we take the time to listen to what our feelings are telling us about ourselves and those around us, it helps build trust between individuals. This trust allows for deeper connections with one another, which leads to more meaningful relationships built on mutual respect and understanding. By using our emotions in a positive way, we can create an atmosphere of love within any relationship or situation. We must remember that all feelings have value. Even if they may be uncomfortable at times, they still provide valuable insight into how we interact with each other. Main idea number 20. We can use our emotions to create freedom in our lives. Our emotions are a powerful tool that can help us recognize and understand our strengths and weaknesses, set goals, and ultimately create a sense of liberation. By understanding the language of emotion, we can learn how to better manage our feelings so that they don't control us, but instead become an ally in creating the life we want. When we take time to listen to what our emotions are telling us, it helps us gain insight into ourselves and make decisions based on what is best for us. We can also use this knowledge to build healthier relationships with others by being more aware of their emotional needs as well. When we have a better understanding of ourselves and those around us, it allows for greater connection, which leads to increased freedom. By learning how to work with rather than against our emotions, we open up possibilities for growth and transformation. This process requires patience and practice, but when done correctly, it has the potential to bring about great change in both ourselves and those around us. Emotions provide valuable information that, if used wisely, can lead towards greater freedom. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.